It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Highlights from the past week's shows, among them, that time Death From Above came by with nothing more than acoustic guitars and mandolins and melted faces and warmed hearts. There was that. Oh, you didn't catch that Sonic session? It was impromptu. There was no audience. It just came by to play us some songs, and they were freaking incredible. Part one of two in this week's episode of the podcast. If you enjoy it, follow me on Twitter at Laynerroo, LaynerOo, or let's be Facebook friends.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
A radio station in Little Current, Kentucky is now running, powered entirely by used French fry oil. I don't even know if it's environmentally friendly, but it sure smells delicious. Engineer got the idea after reading that McDonald's delivery trucks apparently run on biodiesel generated from its used fryer oil. And Lindsay Lohan could be making an appearance during this year's Super Bowl. Mean Girl star will be reprising that role for an upcoming insurance ad set to run during the game. And a new report from an anti-poverty agency found that if current trends continue, the richest 1% globally will own more than 50% of the world's wealth by next year. So the upshot to me is stop paying your mortgage immediately because somebody else will own your house in 2 years anyway. No? That wasn't what you took away? And Wes Scantlin of Puddle of Mud was arrested over the weekend at Denver International Airport for doing the thing you always wanted to. He apparently hopped on the baggage carousel and took a little joyride. Scantlin ended up in the airport's restricted area before being taken into custody by local police, who apparently didn't find it nearly as hilarious as I did.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 21st of January was on this date in 2004. The recording industry sued 532 computer users. It said were illegally distributing songs over the internet. Thankfully, we've all learned our lessons and haven't downloaded music since. And fast food sales are in the tank these days, thanks largely to the current health food craze. But not all restaurant business is suffering. Breastaurants seem to be thriving. Yes, breastaurants. Hey, I didn't come up with the word. They're talking about casual sit-down restaurants, where the waitstaff seem to know more about dressing suggestively than they do making a dirty martini. I'm all like, excuse me, I think this is actually just a dirty glass with Coke and olives in it. That's not the same thing. Ooh, and would you look at this? Justin Bieber will get his very own Comedy Central roast. That should be pretty racy. Now, it's not clear at this point who's going to be writing the jokes or if they're going to write jokes at all. Maybe they'll just read the internet. The whole internet, top to bottom.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, Oreo has launched a new cookie just in time for Valentine's Day. Red Velvet Oreos. Meanwhile, Pizza Hut, Australia, has begun selling Vegemite-stuffed crust pizza. I don't know about you, but personally, I just can't quite tell which one I find more revolting. And Patriots and Seahawks are facing off for Super Bowl 49. And Deflategate continues. One news agency claims 11 balls used by the New England Patriots against the Indianapolis Colts were underinflated. Deflategate. I think that could be the world's lamest plot for a thriller. And Madonna has recorded a new song featuring Mike Tyson called Iconic. It will appear on her new CD, Rebel Heart. Mike Tyson can barely talk. Are we sure he can sing? I'm guessing it will be so terrible, it'll make even Vegemite stuffed crust pizza seem okay. And New England Confectionery, the company that makes Neckos, those small, chalky, heart-shaped Valentine's Day candies, has added some new phrases to this year's batch. Pugs and kittens, love to dance, girl power, and throat punch. Just making sure you're still paying attention.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
January 23rd today, birthday of Robin Zander of Cheap Trick, band singer-guitarist. Well, let's say singer-guitar owner. You say guitar player in Cheap Trick, everybody automatically just assumes you're talking about Rick Nielsen. Come on. And Netflix is going to produce a new Pee-wee Herman movie called Pee-wee's Big Holiday. Judd Apatow will produce. You know, it's been, what, like 20 years? I still can't make it through a sentence with Pee-wee Herman and movie in it without snickering. And Lindsay Lohan has been hospitalized after catching a rare virus in Bora Bora. You know, I think that kind of thing happens more than you might think. I caught dengue fever in Thailand. Hotel staff took one look at me, dragged me off to the hospital on the back of the tiniest motorcycle I've ever seen. Two grown adults riding a pocket bike in an emergency. You know what it lacked in comfort, it made up for in hilarity? It seemed like an odd transportation choice for an emergency. It's like being in a horrible car wreck and having someone pull up to take you to the hospital on a unicycle. Get on, man!
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 26th of January. Did you know it was on this day in 1875 the dentist drill was invented? Imagine the horror the first time a patient was sitting in the chair when that was pulled out. I mean, the 1800s? Don't imagine this thing had the smooth operation of modern air tools. It's probably just some crazy old man straining away on a hand crank. Seems more like a setting from one of those Saw movies. Speaking of films, The Hollywood Reporter is estimating that 50 Shades of Grey, the movie, will earn $45 million during opening weekend. That's almost a million per shade of grey. It's not bad. I haven't seen a lot of ads for it, but the studio thankfully didn't resort to pissing off North Korea to promote it. Yes, I'm looking at you, The Interview. Speaking of which, Nicolas Cage, his latest film will be a satirical comedy about Osama bin Laden. Is it just me, or is Hollywood's current strategy for promoting movies prodding political enemies in a bid to save a few advertising dollars? I don't feel like that's going to end well. And Bill Cosby's comedy tour continues. He did two sets last week. The venue reportedly had to refund 1,200 tickets of the 3,100 sold. I haven't seen that kind of buyer's remorse since the PT Cruiser came out.
It's another exclusive live-to-digital performance from Sonic's Booster Juice Listening Lounge. We know you've got a hankering.
Jesse Keeler, Sebastian Granger of Death From Above 1979. The documentary Life After Death From Above 1979. For those who haven't seen the film, haven't seen the trailer, can you give us kind of a verbal trailer?
Well, verbal trailer. It is the story of the band. It was meant to be a documentary about the reunion of the band. And when they started editing, after they shot kind of like the reunion portion of our, you know, like 2011, 2012, they started editing and they found that the story needs to be told, like the whole story, you know? And then they got all this archival footage and shows we'd played, you know, in coffee shops and stuff and all kinds of weird places. And they put together this kind of bit of a history, and it's cool. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there that we'd never seen. We hadn't seen the film until we premiered it in Toronto for kind of like friends, family, and crew and stuff. It kind of made me like our band better. I was like,
it was very strange.
Good, man.
Death From Above 1979. You guys got together, released one album. It took off. You toured. You broke up. You went 5 years without speaking to one another. Now you're back with a brand new album. Is this like reuniting with an ex?
We were a three-piece band. Would everyone speak about it as though we were married?
Yeah.
Because it's true. Just, it's so, it, you know, are you guys reevaluating your priorities and, you know, figuring out your gender roles within the... Yeah.
Sometimes I'm mommy and sometimes he's daddy and sometimes he's mommy and sometimes I'm daddy.
I am curious about sort of the relationship dynamics, though. There's two of you in the band. You inevitably spend a lot of time together. Do you have to be friends to be in a band? Can you just be business partners?
It would be weird. It would be weird not to. I mean, I imagine I can only speak for our band experience, but I mean, there was times when we would literally be sleeping in a single bed on tour, like together, because that's what we could afford, $22 hotel room. All right, whose feet are going to go at one end, mm-hmm. You know?
The thing with sleeping head to toe is that your genitals are still
aligned. Yeah, there's still alignment, but at least if something was to happen, you wouldn't have to look right into the other person's eyes. I'd rather
do this without gazing deeply into
your
eyes.
I'd rather have some weird shit happen, but also than just see some feet, you know?
I was thinking about this earlier today. Imagine if time travel were possible. 10 years ago, me finds out that 2014 me is getting a visit from Death From Above 1979, and they're playing on acoustic guitars and mandolins. My head would have exploded. Are these songs born acoustically?
No, they're born. They're born.
I play bass unplugged a lot.
Yeah. You know, we get asked to do these radio things, and we did get asked to do it in the past, and we felt like every time we came in, it was such an ordeal to do our band in this format, you know, like set up our stuff, and we're such a loud band that it's like it never really works, and they're always like, can you just play a little bit quieter? And we're like, that's not what we do.
Our band in this room, like normal band in this room would be...
Yeah, so instead of compromising or, you know, being frustrated with doing it that way, we're like, well, what would happen if we play them as songs and not as like performance pieces, you know, and like we got them down to their sort of bare arrangements and saw how they held up as songs. And
catch this Sonic Session performance in this week's Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Free on iTunes and at lanemitchell.com. Your gateway on gateway to exclusive content from Sonic 1029.
I was born on a highway in a train wreck, with a heart that was beating out of my chest. So now I follow it around the world. I can't keep up. If I don't get it soon, I know I'll bleed until drop. Cause I want it all, I can't get enough. Cause I want it all, I can't get enough. There's a darkness in a hollow on the highway. Every cross on a roadside tells a story. So now I follow it around the world. I can't keep up. The story never ends as long as we have blood and guts. Track 1179, where the immigrants slept. There wasn't much time. The mayor came calling and got him out of bed. They packed up their families and headed upwind. A poison cloud, a flaming sky. 200,000 people, and no one died. And all before the pocket dial. Yeah. Thank you. can't get enough.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show podcast.
Yeah.
Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.